Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you for listening and tuning in. I was inspired by my friend, Susan Axelrod, the other day when she invited me to reintroduce myself to the world, because we're constantly reinventing ourselves. And so she says, what I'm doing is I'm reintroducing myself. And I thought, that's a really great idea. So here I am. I'm Cornelia Stephanie. I am strong. I am powerful. I am sovereign. I am invincible. And that's my blueprint. And this is the story that I'm telling. And so just this morning, I saw this beautiful, beautiful quote by Brené Brown. And that's why I created this show. And that's why I'm going to introduce you to the seven guests that are going to follow here. Because Brené Brown said it very well. She said, one day you will tell your story of how you have overcome what you went through. And this will be someone's guideprint, blueprint. It'll be someone's story, because you're going to be helping them by the story that you tell. That's why I created Stories of Hope. That's why I'm going to introduce you to our first guest, Allie Abomnes. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so, so much. Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here, and such a beautiful offering that you're offering everyone. It really is amazing. Amazing.
Oh, I just got the chills all over my body when you said it. So that's wonderful. Thank you, and you're welcome. I really, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you here. You are in Paris.
I am. I'm English, born and bred, but I live in Paris now. Yeah, we've lived here for around 17 years, something like that.
Okay, that's so cool. I just think it's so wonderful how we can connect with each other over the internet, and how we can still share our message and share what it is that we're here to do, creating the ripple effect, sending it out. I saw in your bio that you have been trained by, you know, mentor Joe Dispenza, and also received your entrepreneur training through the Heartcore Connection, right? Through Shonda's program.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's wonderful. So what is the message that you're going to be sharing? Because your work is all about empowerment.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I guess my story began, it was around the time when I was working with Shonda, actually. I had created a business. I've always been self-employed all my life. And we moved to France. I had an amazing business. And I raised two children. My husband's in the film business, so he was away all the time. I raised two small children and ran my company here. And it was super successful, but I became that yes person. You know, I was very, very good at taking care of people. It was something that had been innate in me all my life. And I just kept going and going, and I burned myself out. And when I went to work with Shonda, it was really to kind of reorganize my life, so that I wasn't on permanent burnout. And when I actually started working with her, I had a huge breakdown, because it became very clear to me that I had been neglecting myself, probably certainly from becoming a mother, but really numbing down what was going on for me. And I'd had so many intuitive taps on the shoulder, you know, to say, stop, 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 look after yourself. And of course, I just kept on going. and focusing out and giving and giving. And I literally, so what happened was I literally hit a brick wall. I went home to the hotel one night and I just fell on my knees. I was a mess. And I didn't sleep that night. And the next morning on the flight home, I began writing to all of my clients. So like really replacing myself with other people. I needed everything so far away from me so that I could really focus on me for the first time probably ever. And what really came up for me was that I'd been sexually abused when I was a child.
Okay.
And when I was 18, I had an awakening to that. I'd literally blocked out all memories of my childhood and woke up to that at 18, but I never went through the healing process. I never truly resolved that for me. I forgave my grandfather, the person, but I never truly got over it. And I went through several addictions and needing to be seen and heard. And it was just a roller coaster. And going through, then becoming a wife and a mother and all of these distractions and this amazing person for everyone else, it was all a wonderful, it kept me busy from really, really looking at what was going on for me. So during that time when I had my complete breakdown, I took time, and I'd never really had any training or coaching at that time about meditation, anything really, but intuitively I just knew I had to go inwards, and I spent a lot of time really rebuilding myself. And that's when I started working with, in fact it was about a year or so later, with Joe Dispenza, but just looking, being so open to healing and rebuilding myself literally. And it was about 10 months in, and I realized that, looking back at my life, all of the things I'd done, it all added up, and I can start piecing things together, that I wasn't listening to what I knew intuitively. And I realized that, wow, it was literally 30 years it's taken me to really heal from that. And I now work with amazing women who are going through life transitions because they have really taken on this, a lot of the work that I do is with archetypes. So we take on these roles and we transition through all these roles, but like, who are we underneath all of that? They're like these masks that we wear. So it's really, really empowering to understand like why we've chosen the people in our life in terms of archetypally. There are lots of opportunities to grow through, situations that arise all the time. For example, there's the saboteur, which is in all of us. And it's super empowering to really, really look inside and rebuild from the bottom up. And, really piece together who we are. It's been quite a journey, but super empowering.
Yeah, I just feel like, there's never been a better time to offer what it is that you're offering now, working with women that are ready to really fully claim their inner power. And over the years, when you were going on and going on and going on, you must have heard little wake-up calls along the way, but for some reason didn't slow down until that day when you finally did, end up on your knees in the hotel at that time. But you must have heard like some kind of wake-up calls, right?
Many, many, many when I look back, yeah. And even about a year ago, there was just things all the time, and I realized that now that I was always trying to be someone for somebody for someone else, being when really it was me, I just put so much pressure on myself. Yeah. I just had to just be me, really.
And what a celebration today that you are being you, your authentic self, your true self, and that now you're helping women to be their authentic self, their true self. I celebrate that so much. I honor you so much for doing that work, because I know when we go in, there's a lot to look at where once we didn't have boundaries and then we, you know, made boundaries. And so I know that that deep inner work is important. I want to let the audience know how they can find out more about you, your social media handles, please.
Yes, of course. So I'm Alia Bonnez on Instagram. So on Instagram, I probably spend most of my time on there sharing, you know, sharing gifts and advice, and all of, in the bio there, you have all of my links. I'm also on Facebook, Authentic Empowerment Life Coaching, Authentic PLC, in fact it is. And then I have, yeah, you'll see in the bios, I have my membership program and a 16-week coaching program, and yeah, just all about empowering women holistically. And obviously every individual is different, so it really depends on what support people need ultimately. Good. It's such a pleasure.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming on and for sharing that incredible story with us. We're going to take a break. Alia Bonnez, thank you so much for coming. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Our next guest that we had scheduled isn't here. So this is amazing what happens when we have a guest scheduled and then they don't show up, right? So here I am. I'm going to tell you some stories. And my producer, Jacob, is here. He has my back, right, Jacob?
That's right. I'm here to hang out.
Good, 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 good. So, you know, I'm going to just chat it up with the audience here. And then when this segment is over, we'll take a break. And then hopefully our next guest will be here. So it's really all okay. But it's so interesting because this morning, as I was preparing for the show and looking at all the bios, looking at all of my guests. Everyone gets vetted when they, before they come on. I had the thought that I should have a story in place that I want to share with the audience in case a guest doesn't show up. And it was interesting because before we left with our guest, Allie, both myself and Jacob had the same thought, didn't you, Jacob?
That's right. I was wondering where the next guest was, and I was figuring maybe we could have Allie stay on with us for an extra 15 minutes.
But, good. You know, we might as well arrange this right now. So whenever you have that thought, then private message me, then Jacob, and let me know that, hey, you know, I'm feeling like we should do that, because I felt it too. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting when we ignore those intuitive impulses, mm-hmm, and they turn out to be correct. Right. So there's a lesson here. There's a lesson here to learn when we get the insights. I had it this morning. And so that's why I kind of have a story. I have a lot of stories because I've been through a lot in my life, and I get to meet so many wonderful, incredible people that tell me stories. So there's a lot to share. One story that really deeply moved me is when, Jacob, you remember this one, and it was T. Lotus. She was on, I think it was last week, she was on and she was talking about how she lost her son to suicide. And and that was just in January. So even when I was going for my walk, I think even the last couple of days, this morning and yesterday morning, I was thinking about that, because I don't know right now what the suicide rate is, you know, all over the world. I know in America, the suicide rate is at an all-time high for all people. So for women, for men, for children, for teenagers. And personally, as a suicide overcomer, you know, I was plagued with suicide half of my life. So I'm 57 now. And I want to say that by a good 30 years ago, it was September 17th of 1993 was when my last suicide attempt, when I had my last suicide attempt. And since that time, I have never had that again, because during that time of my last suicide attempt and really truly surrendering to source energy, surrendering my life to God, surrendering to why am I here, I can't continue on going like this, all the pain that I had felt, because I'm an empath, and an empath feels the emotions of the collective, feels the emotions of the family, feels the emotions of people that come into your energy field. So as an empath, I was feeling all of that energy. And so now imagine other people coming into my energy field, whether that's my mother or the collective energy. And imagine if that energy that's in my field, there is where people are feeling like they want to die, like they don't want to be here, like they want to commit suicide. They don't know why they're here. They don't feel that they fit in. So if somebody else is feeling that and thinking that, and then they come into an energy field of an empath, that person can pick that up and feel that. This is why so many people turn to addictions, because they feel so much and it's like so much to deal with that they use the addictions to numb the feelings because they don't know what to do with it. They don't know what to do. And really, truly, that was also my journey too over the years, because I didn't know I was an empath. I didn't know I was super sensitive, psychic, would be able to tune in and feel that, just even like this morning, of being able to intuit and know that there's going to be a guest that's not going to show up today and that I should have a story ready to tell. And just even that. So this is, and so many people are like that. So many people are like that. So, you know, then people turn to their addictions and they numb their feelings. They numb their feelings because they don't know what to do with it. They don't have anybody to talk to. They don't know the process of really what it means to really fully be human. And I have found when it comes to suicide that this boy, T. Lotus's son, that committed, I think his name was either Carrie or Terry, when he committed suicide, he was in his, he just turned 30, 29 or 30. And would you believe that he had those thoughts? And he wrote a suicide letter. And he had those thoughts his entire life since he was 11 years old. So from the time he was a little boy. So from the time he was a little boy all the way through until he was 30, this was a preoccupation that was hovering in the field. And it was the same for me. When I said I was plagued with suicide half of my life, it was always, there was always that back door that was open, basically a door. And suicide is calling me to take action and kill myself. That was always playing there. What I learned through this journey myself is that what I really didn't want to kill myself. I really didn't. What I wanted is I wanted to kill the pain. I wanted to kill the pain. I didn't want to feel the pain anymore that I was feeling. All this emotion, all these feelings that I had, this sensitivity. And this is all part of our humanity because we are in a human body and we get to feel. We get to sense and we get to feel really what it feels like to be human, to be fully alive and to be fully awake. But I didn't know. I didn't know what to do with that. And there was so much pain from my past that still needed to be sorted, that still needed to be loved, that still needed to be looked at. It was a lot. It was a lot. And back then, when you think about it, like 30 years ago, self-improvement, we didn't have what we have today. We didn't have, you know, we certainly didn't have Facebook. We certainly didn't have all of the things that we have today. So, you know, I just want to say to all the people that have suicidal thoughts, and because this isn't the first time you're thinking about it, please reach out to somebody and please get it taken care of. Because you don't need to walk around with suicide in your awareness anymore. I can tell you right now that suicide is never something that I would ever, ever consider. It has been, the buck stops with me in this life. It has been taken care of. It's not something that I will do because I have healed that core wound. And I know that I love life, and I'm so grateful to be here now. I'm so grateful that you have no idea how many interventions were happening on my behalf. The angels, you know, were working overtime to keep me safe, to keep me secure, to keep me fully, to keep me here. I came here in this life to heal that core wound, to heal that suicide. And today it does never even occur to me ever, would it ever, that I would harm myself, that I would hurt myself, or that I would want to commit suicide, to commit violence to myself. Why? Because I know that I want to kill the pain, not kill myself. And when we do this journey, that's why I'm telling everyone that's listening to this, if you have thoughts of suicide or you have, you know, this is a back door that's in your reality, please reach out. Even if those of you that want to contact me, please feel free, because I coach people, I mentor people, I work with people. You can call me 360-941-5783. You don't have to go this alone, but certainly don't wait with that one day it's going to become too much and then you're going to take action on it, because we need you. You came here to live your best life. You came here to experience the greatest love. You came here to heal, to remember the truth of who you are. And the truth of who you are is this absolutely extraordinary, magnificent, amazing being. That's the truth. That is who you are. And that is what you came here for. And suicide, not an option, not tolerable. This is not okay. So there's plenty of people, plenty of resources out there. Please reach out and make the declaration right now that the buck stops with you, that you're healing this in your family, in your lineage. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm Cornelia. When we come back, I'm going to introduce you to Ashley Washington, our next guest.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com. Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Only on the Cornelia Stephanie Show are we're going to go from suicide to eyelashes. That's so funny. My guest, Ashley Washington, she's here to empower us. She is a mom. She is in sales. She is empowers women in midlife. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. It's such an honor.
It's so great. So in your bio, I saw that you said the inner fake eyelash guru or something like that.
Yes. Well, you know, I've learned it's taken me maybe about 46 years to figure out that the inner is reflected in the outer. And I've always had a passion for makeup, of course, and beauty and all the things. But honestly, on a core level, I realized that it is transformation that I'm really fascinated with. Yeah. And so it has some deeper meanings, those things that we have passion for. So,
yeah. And I love beauty too. It's absolutely part of our, you know, and then when we're showing up on camera or we're showing up in videos and we're showing up with clients, it's important that we look good and that we feel good, but that it's from the inside out, right? So you touch on both cases. You touch on the inner and the outer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, within my journey, what I have discovered on such a core level is everything happened, and this took me a long time to figure out. I lived in a victim mentality for a long time, but everything happens for you, not to you. And to take that a step further and add my sparkle to it, I just realized that you have the choice to let it break you or make you. And for 43 years out of my 46, I let it break me. But there's a great story behind that. And I love to empower other people to experience turning that brokenness into their sparkle, into letting that thing that's inside of them flow out. So
what was it for you? You said for 43 years, you let it break you. So there must have been something that was really underlining. You mentioned victim mentality. And was there also a feeling of not good enough?
Absolutely. I think for me, reaching the rock bottom was, and I don't espouse that everybody has to do that, but I have heard so many testimonies and stories of people, and my life reflected that as well, that it really took this place and it ended up being the greatest gift that I could ever have received. I see it as a gift because everything happens for you and not to you. But I had to come to that place and I had to have my heart kind of shattered in a way. And I feel like what it really did was break off the what wasn't really me. In other words, even though it was painful and it hurt, the shattering, the story that I have, being that it led to that, it really broke out the authentic Ashley and who I was called to be. And I just didn't realize it that in that painful process. So,
well, if you can take us straight to the pain, like, what is the pain point? What was the pain point? You were there and you had your heart broken open. And what was it?
So in my journey, I was raised in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, that was an interesting time. But my parents were divorced, like a lot of, like, you know, divorce exploded during that time. There was substance abuse involved in the situation with my parents and with one of my parents. And I was back and forth. And so in a lot of that, my identity was very confused. And I'm a 9 on the Enneagram. If any of your listeners are into the Enneagram, I'm a peacemaker, but we oftentimes will just kind of acquiesce to those around us and become who they need us to be. But for me, what that cemented in me in those young experiences when I was a child is no boundaries. I had zero boundaries in my heart. I let anyone come in, stomp around, come and go. And I just did not understand the sacredness of the gifts that were put into me. And I have this sign in my office. I have to look at it all the time. It's such an inspiration, but it says, "Darling, the one thing you have that nobody else has is you, your voice, your mind, your story, your vision. So write, draw, play, build, and live your sparkle." And in that, this journey to let this sparkle come out, the brokenness that happened, the lies that were put there, I began to look outward for anywhere I could find approval. Anyone that would accept me or give me, like, I was probably the best student in the class. I was a teacher's pet always because I wanted to be the best. I loved sports. So I excelled in everything I did. And from the outside, it would look like, wow, like that is a good kid. I was the kid that everybody's parents would want them to hang out with. But as life went on and we got in one particular area that I was really involved in and passionate about was ministry, especially women's ministry. So we kind of had our ins and outs in that realm. I would say that we had some great experiences, great pastors, but at one point the awareness came that I just did not fit in that system of just traditional church setting. And so we exited that as a family and found a personal development ministry, if you will. And I thought I had really found the place. It was a personal empowerment, find your purpose, live your destiny kind of situation, but it was intertwined in ministry. So with biblical foundations. So I really truly thought I had found somewhere. Well, as time went on and our involvement with that, there was someone who was a mentor to me who I very much really did connect to. We were dear friends, but after a couple of years and spending a large amount of money, I had one in particular situation where my heart was just, I shared some information that I wanted to start creating and I just got ripped apart. It was such a shock. And I can't even tell you back thinking on that, if it was really the words that that person said, or if it was just the time to step into my healing, it just happened to come from someone that if it hadn't have come from her, it wouldn't have had the impact, because I so was looking to her and desperate for her to tell me my identity. And so now I can tell you that even if this person was listening right now, I could say thank you so much for that. I cried for 7 days after it happened. I'm not a crier. My husband got me by the shoulders. He kind of shook me and he said, "Who are you? Who are you?" And I'll never forget him doing that. He's such a godsend. And I kind of came to, and I said, I'm like, oh my goodness, who have I become? Who have I allowed myself to become? Who have I allowed to speak into my heart things that were not true? Because the fact of the matter with this is that had my identity been secure, then that those words would not have shaken me and the pain would not have been so deep. And so that set me on the journey to truly finding who is Ashley, who is that inside of her, and how can she come out into this world and bless other people. I stepped into a journey, and it's kind of like when you come to a place of brokenness in a ministry situation, you really want nothing to do with anything to do with that thing that caused you pain. But I had a dear friend who shared a resource with me, and it was online, so I was a little bit at a distance, and it was deep heart work. It's called Heart Physics, and it was a 2-year process, truly, of discovering my heart, the value that God placed in me, hearing from Him who I am, and hearing the Holy Spirit speak and comfort and just heal those wounds. And it wasn't overnight. It was definitely a process of going through a storm of identity crisis, if you will. I continued to do life. I continued to care for my children. But I know now that I'm now the best that I can be for them. And in my business and what I do, I've learned too that the heart beliefs that you have, that as those go out into the world, they come back to you at wherever they're at. Negative, if they're negative and you believe very negatively about yourself, you're putting those out from your heart, and that is coming back to you multiplied. And I was doing that. I can take responsibility for that now. I was never taught to take responsibility for the boundaries of my heart. That's just not something that I don't think a lot of people have been taught. And then with my parents being divorced and the issues and the emotional isolation, that I just had no idea that you needed to protect your heart. And so I'm passionate now about that for women in particular, especially women of my age, because a lot of us did experience this family splintering that happened. And I do want to share this from my heart. Anyone who is facing raising their children from a divorced situation or a split family, one, don't take on that shame. As I'm raising my children now, we are married, and my husband are both raising our children. And so by default, I can see that because of that divorce situation, there were some things that needed to be addressed that weren't. But children are resilient, and do not take on the shame. Do the best you can. But my advice to anyone is, spouse or no spouse, broken family that feels broken. Honestly, if your children know that things happened for them and not to them, that is the filter that I look at my past every single day. It's so powerful to do. And the other thing is that if you just go to the core and tell your children who they are, don't worry about the rest of it. God fills and bridges that gap. And so I'm so grateful for my family. I have 4 parents, actually. Both of my parents remarried. And so from that chaos, it has birthed this beautiful thing. And I can just tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that taking the journey through the storm, through what felt like being shattered, like Humpty Dumpty, is a friend of mine sent me a book in the midst of this heartbreak that I had with the ministry situation. It was this the continuation of the story of Humpty Dumpty. He fell off the wall. Yes, he shattered, but little did he know he really was not meant to stay an egg. When he cracked and opened up and flew away, he discovered who he was really supposed to be. And that opportunity is there for all of us to take advantage of. I may fall, I may crack and shatter into a thousand pieces. It's okay. It's going to reveal who I'm actually created to be and who I'm supposed to show up on this earth to be.
Incredible, incredible storytelling, incredible story. Let's tell the audience your social media handles, and then we're going to take a break.
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook, and I am Ashley Morrison Washington is my page. Also, I'm mostly on Instagram, and I'm Sparkle Mama Ashley with underscore in between each one of those. Sparkle underscore Mama, M-A-M-A underscore Ashley.
Ashley, it's incredible to have you here. Thank you so much for what you're doing. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Don't miss Colette Marie Stephan on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit TheTruthIsFunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle, every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com. Tune in to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne Taylor King and Denise Stegall, committed to guiding your journey through the world through mindfulness and personal care. These ladies are rebellious, real, funny, and powerful, helping you realize your full potential while navigating the twists and turns life always brings us. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Loving the show. I hope that you are too. And to close this particular segment here, we're going to bring to you Erin O'Reilly. And Erin is here to talk to us about our financial blueprints, our financial resources. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. I appreciate you having me.
Yes, it's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you do. You help women create future wealth. This is what you do, right?
I do. Yes.
So you must be passionate because you must be passionate about that.
I am actually very passionate about it. And the funny thing is, I was not always passionate about it. I grew up in a family.
Were you one of those kind of people that didn't look at money?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Definitely. I grew up in a family where my dad took control of the finances. So I just thought that was the way it was supposed to be. So when I got married, I just figured my husband would take care of the finances. And when we got divorced, I didn't know what to do. I had no clue. So that was kind of the start of my journey of learning and growing and figuring everything out. And it's definitely a process, but I didn't necessarily have anybody there to help me. So that's why I felt that this was such a great calling. Now, I have a background as being a teacher. I taught for 15 years, you know, in the elementary, middle school level. And so it kind of comes naturally just to teach people and to know how to teach. So I thought, God, finances, especially for women, for moms, for, you know, people that don't have that mindset towards finances, giving them an easier way to think about it.
Yeah, well, people that have been through, you know, there's so many women that are like that, that, you know, that are like you, that, you know, with the parents, that the dad took care of the finances, the husband took care of the finances. And then when you went through divorce, then you basically had to like do it yourself and became extremely overwhelmed. Now, for those women that are out there now that are entrepreneurs and that want to really become financially sustainable, bring in that 10K, that 100K, you know, that have a solid foundation. Is that what you help them start?
We actually look at everything. We look at everything that they have and we see what their biggest financial roadblock is. So whether it's helping them to get out of debt, if that's their struggle, or they want to build wealth, if they want to create a legacy for themselves, if they want to set up a will. I mean, there's so many little aspects that we don't necessarily think about right away when we think about the growth of wealth and what that means in your future and your retirement. Do you have long-term care? You know, it's like little things that just come up in conversation that's important to think about.
Yeah. And I think this is all part of the future wealth building, you know, looking at the legacy that you want to leave behind, that you are really empowered to know, you know, what your finances are, that you have a voice, a contributing voice into this is what I want. This is what I would like to see. And, you know, the whole deal about being in debt, that shame and that energy that comes along with being in debt, and women being in debt, and women not earning as much money as men, and all of these old, outworn conditionings of our past, these are not stories that we need to, you know, continue on telling, is basically what you're saying also.
Right. Yeah. It kind of becomes our mindset, and not many people are open enough to talk about it. So I think having somebody sitting across from you at a table that's been through your situation, you know, that is a female to female, it kind of puts that other person at ease, is what I've found.
Yeah. So did you go and get training? Did you become certified? What did you do?
Well, right. Currently I have my life and health certification, and I'm going into take my securities license. And right now it's not a college education that I have in the financial field. It is a lot of self-taught, reading a lot of books, going to a lot of seminars, and just learning and growing and then going through the process myself. So I think that's a huge thing.
Yeah. So do you work with clients one-on-one?
I do. I work with clients one-on-one.
So, you know, how does that work? Somebody wants to build wealth and get their finances in order. What are the first steps? How does that work?
A lot of times I will send them a copy of one of the books that we recommend, which is How Money Works. And that was written by two upstanding people in our company. And it just really breaks down the financial aspects in an easier way. So it has little characters and things like that. And then once people have a grasp of how that works, then we sit down with them and we look at their roadmap. So do you have an emergency fund set up? Do you have proper protection? You know, it's like seven different things. And, you know, we walk them through what everything means and what everything looks like. So it's kind of baby steps. We don't push them into anything right away. We answer all of their questions. And those things that we don't deal with, then we refer them to a reputable company.
Yeah, I think that's such an empowering thing to do. Even, you know, like for families, mothers and daughters that are that have never been trained in the financial world before, but that are doing that together, that can do that together, boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife. It's a wonderful way to look at your finances and go, where do we want to go from here? What legacy do we want to leave behind? So do you have social media handles that you would like to share with our audience, and how do you offer like a free discovery call, or how does that work?
Yeah, we do. I do offer free discovery call, and that would be, I mean, just through email right now is erin.o'reilly@wealthwave.com would be the best way to get a hold of me.
Good. So, Good. So what do you foresee? Are you an investor? Are you, you know, because there's a lot of talk about the financial markets and different things like that. What do you foresee happening out there? And what's your recommendation around, you know, what they're talking about?
That's really hard to say, because it depends on where you are at in life. I find that a lot of the younger people in their 20s are doing a lot of investing, but they have more time to kind of play in that arena. But for people who are almost at retirement age, that's a hard thing to encourage them to get into.
Yeah.
So, because I mean, the way things are right now, we never know when the next downturn is going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's just so many different things, you know. I mean, I have even heard that there's going to be an entire financial reset, you know, a whole new way of doing, you know, the way that we do money, because everything is being, you know, looked at, and, you know, to see what's sustainable, not just for each person individually, but also collectively, what's happening for sustainability as a whole, so that our communities and our economy can thrive, and that we're able to support and sustain each other. And everything that's not sustainable is being investigated and looked at, so that we can make better choices, right?
Right. No, that's very true.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Erin, do you want to give your information again to the audience?
Yes. Email is erin.o'reilly@wealthwave.com.
Great. And what is it that you want to leave our audience with? We're going to close the show together with you. What is it that you want to leave the audience with today?
I would love the audience to understand how important it is to look at every aspect of their finances, what they have set up, and what they need for their future and for their family's future. It is extremely important to have that knowledge.
Yeah. And doesn't that give you a good feeling of security, empowerment, because you've looked at it? And it's not something that is in your field that's there that you know you should be doing, but you haven't done it yet. Because you feel like, I don't even know where to begin. It could be kind of overwhelming, but that's why a coach like you, a person like you, giving somebody the support they need one-on-one and to help you figure it out, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's what I'm here for.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Erin. It's wonderful to meet you. I'm so glad that you came on to talk about the whole financial piece, because we know that it's important that we have our resources handled, and that when we step into our true empowerment, we know what legacy we're leaving behind and what we are creating in the future. It's important that we look at our finances. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. Stay tuned. We're going to close this show. We're going to go to another Stories of Hope right after this one, when I introduce you to our next guest. We'll see you there. Thanks, everybody. Take good care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.